Well, Coach, well, it's been a great season so far. You want to see this this thing continue. You had a nice win once again over Victoria, once again in that first round of Substate, didn't you?
Yeah, it was exciting. We got a lot of fans out, and our student section was pretty rowdy, so it made it for a really neat environment and really neat atmosphere. And yeah, just to kind of get that first round postseason win and for everybody to experience that kind of pressure and realize that they can win at that level, that was pretty fun.
Last couple of weeks, Coach, it's been a pretty good one. I know besides a couple of tough losses with St. Francis and also Norton, you've got a lot of W's in that win column the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, we've got on a roll. I felt like right after Christmas break, we'd kind of hit a slump. I think we were like 2-4 at one point in time. But then we kind of finally found our stride. It was right around the end of our league tournament time. And all we can hope for is we're playing our best basketball at the right time now.
You've had some nail biters, no questions, close ones. Wallace County, Rollins County, 6-point game. How about that double overtime win at Quinter by 2? That had to have been a pretty cool atmosphere to win that in double OT.
Oh, man. Quinter has such a neat environment. That you always know that their student section is going to be pretty wild, and they always pack the gym. And so it was a really neat environment, and I know my younger girls that play were pretty nervous just walking into that, but to come out of that game with a win, I'm hoping was just a confidence boost we needed for this postseason.
You lean on the seniors, Coach. You've got a couple of great seniors, and with some underclassmen getting some playing time too. But boy, you lean on those seniors, don't you?
Yeah, they've been through this. Gabby Bont and my daughter Brianna, they've been in big time games since they were. Basically freshmen and sophomores, and then our other senior, Avery Witt, she's kind of came off the bench the last few years and stepped into her starting role pretty nicely. But yeah, we look to those three not only for leadership, but then, just what do we do in certain situations, and they know how to get us into things in loud environments, and they win. And so hopefully we can keep leaning on them.
You've played St. Francis, we talked about before, 43-34. It was really close contest first three quarters. It was that fourth quarter that kind of was the difference in the ballgame, wasn't it?
Yeah, we actually led the game at halftime and led the game going into the fourth quarter. And then we kind of had a breakdown, and they definitely took it to us in the fourth quarter. And so hopefully we don't have that fourth quarter letdown against them this time.
I feel like a team, no question, you match up well against them.
Yeah, they've really had a good year. They've got a girl that transferred in this year, Gracie Parsons, and she's been fantastic. She's really a good player inside and out. But hopefully we have a little bit better of an answer for her this time. I think she had 26 points on us last time.
Winner, of course, advancing on to Saturday in the Substate Final. You'd love to see your girls get a chance at that.
Oh, we just hope we get the opportunity.
This has always been a really tough Substate with these teams involved every year, isn't it?
Yeah, and this one's even more interesting, just being that three out of the four teams are from our league. And so this is teams that we see every year. Every team is, we're well aware of each other, and even Ness City, they're not in our league, but they've been playing in our league tournament for the past 3 years. So there's not a lot of secrets between these four teams.
I'm sure Quinter would like to get a rematch with you. And with a win here, you wouldn't mind playing them, get another chance in kind of a 1-3 matchup, would you?
Right, no. I mean, like I said, we're just hoping to get that opportunity to play on Saturday, because then, anything can happen at that point.